Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Daz, you're back. It's time for sport.
Yeah, and in the last half hour, Cian, Tom McKibben has finished his second round of the Hong Kong Open and he's two shots clear. He led overnight on 10 under. He picked up five shots today with a round of 65 and at 15 under par is a couple of shots clear of America's Peter Uihlein. Leona Maguire is four under par at the Maybank Championship in Kuala Lumpur, but she's 10 shots off the lead. The leader is Hye Jin Choi of South Korea. Now, a huge focus for Irish sport on the United States this weekend with the rugby in Chicago and the Breeders' Cup in California. Let's start with the rugby, and the Irish men's team will have their captain's run at Soldier Field in Chicago today ahead of tomorrow's big game against New Zealand. To look ahead to the game, we're joined now by Donal Lennon. Morning, Donal.
Hiya, Des.
Great excitement around this. Can I ask you about the fact that the team is dominated by Leinster players who did totally underperform against Munster recently? Is lack of game time a concern for Ireland?
It has to be a worry going into the match. You say dominated by Leinster players. I'd say dominated by recent British and Irish Lions. I mean,
of 10 course, yeah.
Players who were in the squad featured in that Lions tour, including 7 of the 8 of the forwards. But it has to be a concern. I think Andy Farrell is well aware of that. And as a consequence, he decided to bring the squad to Chicago last Monday week. So they've been together for 12 days. Now, that said, you can do so much in training, you can replicate physicality and all that, but I don't think there's anything that can replicate the intensity of an international of this quality. New Zealand certainly have the edge in terms of being battle-hardened. They've played 9 tests since last June, including 6 incredibly intense games in what was the best rugby championship of all time. And now they lost 2 of those games, but they ended up second to South Africa only on points differential. So a lot of people, I don't think they're as good an All Black squad as in the recent past, but they're still the All Blacks.
What about, can an argument be made that Ireland are fresh going into it?
Well, it can, Des, but I don't think we've ever had a fresher Irish squad, if you want to put it that way. But that New Zealand and Ireland, there's been a rivalry that has built up, I think, ever since this game 9 years ago. I mean, a lot of the All Blacks talk about the horror of being the first New Zealand team to lose to Ireland. You look at what's happened since, there's an intense rivalry. There's been 10 games between them. It's 5 wins apiece. Ireland had that brilliant test series, the 1 of 3 test series in New Zealand in 2022. Bear in mind the Lions have ever only won one test series in New Zealand, but New Zealand, of course, they won the all-important quarterfinal in the 23 World Cup, so that stands a lot. But there is, New Zealand no longer take Ireland for granted, and I think that's huge coming into this game.
Yeah, Jack Crowley at 10, a lot of pressure on him.
There is, but I think he's built for pressure. By his own admission, he felt he didn't play as well as he could have last season. He went away, he revamped his whole training programme. He's come back leaner and stronger after a brilliant pre-season. You have to say, on form alone, Des, he deserves the starting slot over Sam Prendergast. He certainly was outstanding in that Munster win over Leinster a couple of weeks ago. So I think a lot of eyebrows would have been raised had he not been selected to start this game. I suppose the other one is Stuart McCluskey getting the nod at 12, given that Bundy Aki and Robbie Henshaw are in the squad. In fact, Bundy is on the bench. And I think, to be fair to Andy Farrell, he's picked that on form. McCluskey has had a very good start to the season with Ulster. But also it's significant. Andy Farrell, remember, was on sabbatical with the Lions for a year. He's now back. They've said for the first time, you never hear him talking about the future, it's always the next match. But the cycle for the next World Cup starts in this November, and I'm not surprised because there's an element of the unknown. Ireland didn't play as well last season as they had in previous seasons. They're starting this November campaign against New Zealand this weekend. They play Japan, Australia, and they finish it November 22 against South Africa, who are the undoubted number one team in the world. So I think we'll know a huge amount of where Ireland sits at the end of this series.
And you're a realistic man. Briefly, can we win it? Or will we win it?
I think we can. But I think given the those games that New Zealand have had, you know, I just think the fact that they're that bit more in tune with the international game, I think that's going to be enough to get them over the line. But I expect a lot better performance from Ireland that people are giving them credit for, given the fact that so many of those Leinster players didn't play well last time out.
Okay, Donal, thanks a million for joining us this morning. And the other huge Irish story in America this weekend is the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar Racecourse in California. 18 Irish trained runners representing six stables. Aidan O'Brien, who already has 25 Group 1 victories this year, is three short of the world record he set in 2017. But tonight and tomorrow at the Breeders' Cup, he fields eight runners in six Grade 1 contests. Looking ahead to it all is Owen Ward.
Yeah, Des, the Breeders' Cup is really pitched as the World Championships for horse racing. You've runners from Japan and South Africa coming up against the likes of Argentina, America, Peru. And then right in the centre of it all is Aidan O'Brien, that world record you mentioned he's chasing. And you would have to say it really is a make or break weekend for him now at this stage of the year. And in particular, tonight could be very important because he has big chances in three Group 1 races, which could potentially see him equal that record. The Juvenile Turf is the big one tonight. It's gone to one of Aidan's horses in each of the last 3 years. And in Gstaad, he looks to have big hopes of making that number four in the early hours of the morning. But even before he takes to the track, Aidan has True Love in the Juvenile Sprint as well as Precise in the Juvenile Fillies Turf. They're both Group 1 races that could prove to be all important. And then tomorrow night, well, Minnie Hawk was so cruelly denied over in Paris in the Arc. She goes in search of some compensation in the $5 million Breeders' Cup turf. Outside of Aidan Stable, we do some big chances in the sprint tomorrow because Westmeath trainer Adrian Murray, he has two runners in this one with Arizona Blaze and Bucanero Fuerte. But as we so often say, so much of the focus is on Aidan O'Brien this weekend because he really is on the cusp of achieving something pretty special.
Great stuff. Thanks for that, Owen. In racing at home, we've Down Royal and Dundalk today. And in soccer news, it looks like Evan Ferguson could miss Ireland's World Cup games against Portugal and Hungary next month with an ankle injury. He started on Wednesday for Roma, went off injured after 7 minutes. The scan has found ligament damage. It's expected to be out for 2 to 3 weeks, but we play Portugal in 14 days' time. Still no confirmation from Dundalk Football Club on yesterday's reports that manager Kieran Kilduff has quit the club. And finally, in Gaelic games, Dublin footballer Davy Byrne has back calls for the GA to cut ties with Allianz as headline sponsors of the National Leagues. Byrne says he was one of the 800 GA players, past and present, who signed an open letter to the GA seeking an end to the sponsorship. The call is based on the findings of a UN report that details the purchase of Israeli war bonds by Allianz Insurance.